Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. I'm not as excited about that because of what happened yesterday, and we will be talking about that. But I'll take calls, and we can sway from that conversation if you so desire. But my question to you is this war? Are we in a war? The Paris attack was horrific. A truck literally driving over people. All ages of people. For a mile and a half. This is certain to play huge in this political arena, already has. Can Hillary escape, having been in a position of Secretary of State when many of these groups and radical organizations were ignored and allowed to grow? Will Trump's tough talk and those who are now campaigning with him or for him be enough for the American people? There's no doubt this administration has ignored the threats in this country. The enemy, as Obama sees it, is you and me, we the people. The Second Amendment in the minds of many in the cause of gun is the cause of gun violence, which I believe is an absurd statement and would prove disastrous to remove or ban guns in this nation from the citizens. Every hit has been gun-free zone. The bad guys will always have the weapons. And yesterday's attack was a truck. Shots were fired out of the truck, but I don't, to my knowledge, none of the dead or the injured were from gunshots, but from trucks, from the truck mowing them over. Are we at war? War has been declared against us and anyone who is not Islamic or practice Sharia law. How far should we go to keep our nation or the world safe? They need to not just be reined in, they need to be stopped. Perhaps secluded from the rest of the world, put them back in their corner, send them to their room, that's a little mom talk. I watched the news coverage until about 1 a.m. this morning, in horror of the carnage, in disbelief of the hate and the lack of respect for life. There was no reason for this crime or others of this nature, but to instill terror into the hearts of the people, to make them cower, to make them bow down, to kill as many as you can and control the remaining. Should we as a nation declare war? The GOP convention will focus on building a wall, safety of this nation, economy, and trade. Those seem simple enough in these days of horrific attacks. The attacks are not all from the outside. They're not all from without. Like yesterday's show, the fight for liberty is now within. The enemy is within. Whether it is Islamic, radical Islam, ISIS, or the socialists, communists, liberals, progressives, elite rhinos on the Republican side, promoting more government and more control over the people. All are the breaking down and the destruction of free America. Our hearts and our prayers go out to all those in Paris. America lost at least two people in that attack, a father and a son from Texas, as I understood. This is a war in my mind. In my mind, we are in a war right here within the politics of our own government. We the people are of little concern to these arrogant ones. We are at war. The enemy is in the house, making it easy for the enemy on the outside to do great and horrific crimes on the inside. Be in prayer for Paris. Be in prayer for the United States of America. There's a lot of concern now about the safety of the GOP convention coming up. What shall we do? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I had several quotes that I pulled up. I've got articles too, but we're about to run out of time for the first segment. But I had several quotes that I was pulling up. Things that our founding fathers said, and I'm going to share those with you throughout today. But as we talk about what happened yesterday in Paris and the fact that it could very likely happen here, I like Newt Gingrich when he talks, but I remember when Newt Gingrich was in place, and he did some things that were good. But when he was running for president back in, I think it was 2012 when he ran for that particular time, he had made the comment against it. Of course, as we get older, we do get wiser. So maybe he got a little wiser. I would just love to interview him. Sit down and just visit with him. He seems like he'd be an easy guy to talk to. Newt Gingrich is who I'm talking about. Well, last night when he was on Bill O'Reilly, no, he was on Hannity. I'm trying to think which one he was on. He was on Hannity. It was, he was very, he was mad. And he was talking about banning Muslims. He was talking about if they don't believe in the United States of America and they think they're going to promote Sharia law, they need to be gone. And you could just hear the liberal gasps in the background if you were paying attention. You could just hear that. But let me tell you something. He's absolutely right. He's absolutely correct. We have got to clean up Dodge. We don't all have to believe the same. We don't all have to look and act the same. But if we're going to be a free people with freedom of speech and freedom of and liberty, if we're going to actually practice life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we cannot have Sharia law. It does not go along with our Constitution and free people. Well, after the revolution, and I've shared this with you before, I'm going to bring it up here. They had the loyalists leave the country. They sent them packing. You don't like freedom here? You go where you came from. And that's what they did, and some of them went other places, and we won't get into that. It ended up a good thing for them. That's where the Sierra Leone was established at that time. There's nothing wrong with taking care of America. It is our duty to take care of our own. Can you imagine being in a crowd on the 4th of July, waving your flags, and a truck coming down through the barricades and mowing down the people, the young, the old, the babies in the carriages, the little old ladies in wheelchairs, the veterans walking with canes, just mow them down. I can't either. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I do have somebody that's scheduled to call that I kind of forgot about through this, and she'll be giving us a call, and it's my good friend Beth Mitchell, and we will be right back. Why would I ever leave? Because I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town. Like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have to confess, I had asked Beth to call in today. I said, free for all Friday, call in. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on. And here we had this attack in Paris yesterday, and I almost, well, I didn't almost, I completely forgot until she texted me. Are we on today? I know, Beth, you can whoop me this weekend. Oh, you're not going to get to see me this weekend, though.
Oh, man, you forgot about me.
I did forget about you. I am so sorry, my friend. But life goes on. You know, we have this attack in Paris, and that's what I've been talking about. But one of the things the terrorists want to do the most to us is distract us from life, and we will not allow that. And Tupperware is a part of our lives. I know the people are rolling their eyes around at that corny little statement, but it is true. But what we're going to talk about is school, and I know they don't want to hear this, especially the ones that are having to get ready. Heather and Eddie were talking about their budget and what they're going to do and what they have to get for school starting up. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I remember that. You know, we had to write down everything that the kids needed. I had 5 that they needed to get back into school. And if one needed a new backpack and the other one's backpack was good for another year, he was upset. And, well, he got a new one. Why didn't I? And you Absolutely. Know, the budget gets blown pretty quick. But school is starting up. And you've got some pretty good ideas with the Tupperware for school, especially with the lunches. And there's an awful lot of talk about school lunches these days not being what our children really need. So Tupperware is a way to go.
It is the way to go. We have got a lot of items on sale right now that can pack that lunch. You pack it, you know what's in it, you know what your children are taking, And it's you use and reuse and recycle, and we don't throw our items away. And that saves us a lot of money.
Oh, yes.
We're not buying the little throwaway containers, and we use them one time and we throw them away. Excuse me, that's what makes Tupperware amazing. We have the many of the same products that you're going to normally buy anyway. You might as well put them in a container that you can bring home, wash, and use them again.
And they're dishwasher safe, so that's not a problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You were talking when we were visiting in the office here the other evening about the Lunchables, you know. But you can make your own Lunchables if you have Tupperware. And you know what? The kids would like to make their lunch. You can, and if they help make the lunch, you're almost guaranteed they're going to eat the lunch. They're not going to throw it away or trade it off with somebody. If they have a little input on what goes in their lunch, you know, they're going to be more apt to eat the lunch.
My little grandson makes his lunch just about every day. He just goes to a school that does not provide a cafeteria, so he has to take his lunch. And he cuts up his little lunch meat, and he picks what crackers he wants in there, in his cheese or his fruit, and he packs his lunch. He brings it home, gets it washed, and packs it again for the next day. So he knows. Mama knows exactly what he's taking and what he's eating every day, and he loves to pack his own.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. It's just like the kids like to get a new backpack. I remember when I was a kid, the only time we bought school lunch was like at Christmas or Thanksgiving when they had the big meal. You know, they had the turkey and all that, you know, and we got to buy our lunch then. Other than that, it was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich pretty much every day. I had a lunchbox, and it was like the kids get a backpack, maybe not every year. Well, the lunchbox would sometimes get, they were the metal ones, they get sprung, the spring on them get sprung. And I had a plaid or red plaid lunchbox I carried every single day. And one of the listeners heard me say that several years ago, and he found one at some garage sale or something and sent me a plaid lunchbox. I've got it in here in the office.
Oh, how cute.
But that's something, too, and Tupperware has that. It has the carriers as well.
It does have the carriers. We have the strap that comes with them that can strap them together. But those items that we have on sale this month, they just cannot be replaced. You cannot get items to last you a whole week. You don't even have to do dishes for a whole week.
Oh, wow.
Every single week for less than $100. And you've got your containers that will last you a lifetime because we have discussed Tupperware has a lifetime warranty.
Yes, they do. And they stand by it.
Absolutely. They crack, they peel. If they crack, they peel, they warp, they break. They're under warranty. You cannot get that anywhere with anything, hardly. So why not invest once and be done?
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, this generation does not understand paying a little bit more and letting it last a whole lot longer. We're in a disposable society.
Oh, yes.
And how sad that is.
And the fast food society, you know, where we just pick up something that's already ready and already made for us. But what a good time it would be to sit with the kids and make their own lunches. Okay, let's go to the older children. The ones that are going to college now. They're getting ready for that. They're
going to
go. Yeah, we're going to go to college now. And this is the first time they've been away from home for any length of time. And they're going to they need storage for lots of things. And
they need storage, and they also have, excuse me, I've got the Missouri crud. Most of the dorms will have access to a refrigerator and a microwave. We have microwavable little items that they can microwave in. We have containers that they can keep their food in to keep it fresh, reheatable, and even cooking in the microwave. We have items for that. Those children should not have to eat out unless they just absolutely refuse to help themselves.
That's absolutely true. But then there's other things that they need to store. You and I were talking about that. I know when I sent a couple of mine to college, they needed some kind of a carrier to go back and forth to the showers with. And I didn't have any girls, but if I had girls, they were going to need something for their makeup. Now, not just a makeup bag, but your cotton balls or your little, I don't use cotton balls. I use the little circle cotton pads.
Yes.
That's
all
what I use. Something to put
bathroom.
Those in and keep them safe and
keep them dry.
Absolutely. And those are things. Go ahead.
Those are a lot of things that we have a lot of containers for those also. Excuse me. Even a lot of those things that are on sale, they can be used for that. Even though we usually tend to think of the kitchen, they can go outside of the kitchen. They can go to the bathroom. They can go anywhere you need them to go and be used. The bathroom is a wonderful place. Keep those things sterile. Keep them clean. Keep them dry. And those girls can carry them back and forth and be good to go.
And you can take something, they can take something from home with them, especially the boys. They like, well, I'm sure the girls like it too. Like the homemade cookies, mom's going to send back to school with them, and they've got them in a container, and they're going to stay fresh if they last that long. They wouldn't last that long with the boys. I think the girls would be a little more apt to eat them a little at a time, but the,
yes,
the cookies would
also
stay good.
I know when my kids come to my house, they take home leftovers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they enjoy those leftovers for the next week or so until they come home again. You might send them back in a good container that they can heat safely. They don't have the chemicals to reheat. Perfectly safe for your children to take those. They wash them and bring them back for something else.
Absolutely. And the bottle water, the water bottles you've got.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Again, we use, reuse, recycle. We don't purchase water bottles and throw it away. I don't even know that I can tell you how long it takes those water bottles to disintegrate in the landfill.
Mm.
Don't even think about it.
And she had to scold me because she saw a water bottle sitting behind me when she was in here in the office. I go, I don't have a bottle. I don't have a water bottle.
Yeah, I think I might need to send one your way.
You might have to. I'm a bad influence.
But our water bottles, we have them in 10-ounce, 16-ounce, 20, and 32.
Mm-hmm.
They can use them. I have several at my house. We keep them rotated. We just fill them and put them back in that refrigerator, wash them, fill them, and put them back in there. We always have cold water, and we don't have those water bottles.
Well, let me
save tons of money.
Absolutely. I'm going to let you give your phone number, but I also want to put a shout out for people who are looking for a job, looking for an opportunity, or maybe you have somebody in your family getting married, and you don't want to do just a traditional bridal shower. You want to do something different, a Tupperware bridal shower, because she's going to need the Tupperware.
Everything.
And so I want you to give your phone number, Beth, because you have to go back to work, don't you? So
yes,
I have to go
back to work. I have that 8 to 5 for now until I'm able to get out of that and retire with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
My number is 573-690-4924. Again, that is 573-690-4924. And I just want to ask all of your listeners one question.
Okay.
What would an additional $500 do to your budget?
Say that again.
What would an additional $500 a month do to your budget?
Hmm.
If it would help your budget, call me. I can show you how to make it.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
For
she was
less.
Trying to sign me back up.
Now, listen, there's no reason you couldn't, but I can help you do that for less hours than you would put in a part-time job.
Then I may have to do that. We're going into a break. Beth, thank you so much. I'm sorry I forgot about you. We'll have to get you back on real quick.
All right, have a great day.
All right, thank you. Her number again is 573-690-4924. We go back a long way with our friendship, and it's just kind of ironic that she's selling Tupperware and I used to sell it years and years ago. I didn't even have all of my children at the time I was selling Tupperware, but I still believe in the product, and I believe it's a good company. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAP? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I was a little red in the face that I had forgotten about Beth calling in because we were going pretty serious and want to get back to that. Beth is a good friend of mine here, and she's trying to expand her Tupperware business. And you can give her a call if you want to become a Tupperware dealer, or if you just want to buy some Tupperware, or if you need to find somebody to replace those broken pieces that time will take a toll on because they guarantee the lifetime guarantee. So her number again, before we get started, is 573-690-4924. Now, lately, Judge Ginsburg, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, has made some comments. I don't agree with her comments. That's really not the issue with me. But the issue with me is that I don't think she should be making such comments in a position as a Supreme Court justice. These are political comments she's making against Donald Trump, and I think they're totally inappropriate. We do have a caller. We have Gary from North Carolina. Gary, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann.
What's on your mind, sir? Appreciate you calling.
First of all, I want to tell you that on the 4th, you brought tears to my eyes. Mm. I listened to you read the Bill of Rights.
mm-hmm.
and our history of our country.
The Declaration of Independence. And it was very emotional for me, too, Gary. It really was.
Well, it was emotional for us listening. remember what I said, that this is going to be America's Trojan horse.
Mm. Yes, it is.
And people need to realize why England got out of the EU. They're watching the EU be destroyed.
Yes.
That's what we're witnessing. And they're losing their way of life. And I think we, I just don't know where our military is. Where are our famous leaders, our generals that just say, hey, you know what? Our way of life is being destroyed. And we need to stand up to this. I really believe we need to stand up to it.
I think they've been very frustrated because I think they have told President Obama that we need to do this or do that, and he just totally ignores them.
I know. We watched our troops be murdered on American soil in Texas. When are we going to wake up?
I know.
It's incredible.
And he won't call it what it is. And, you know, they actually got Hillary to talk a little bit last night. I don't know if you watch Fox, but she called in to Bill O'Reilly, I think after he kind of goaded that she won't call in or won't ever take an interview. And she made a statement. Of course, it was a lot of blah, 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 blah. But she did make a statement, and she said that the Europeans won't cooperate with the intelligence. And she was kind of saying that was a big part of the problem. But this all happened, it started under when she was Secretary of State, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
What we need to do is realize that Islam is a political system of government and take it from there.
I think that's a good way of putting it.
And we need to remember we have one God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's the one and true God who preaches love of everybody, not people to go around robbing, raping, and killing people. Mm. And I think we need to stand up to it. And I noticed something the other night on NHK, which is a Japanese service, that China has banned American movies like Harry Potter and Ghostbusters, saying that there's something evil about them. And we're preoccupied with that. Our kids are preoccupied with it. And I think we need to get on our knees and pray like George Washington did and bring America back home, like you say.
Absolutely. Well, we do need to get on our knees, and we need to pray for the safety, but we need to pray for the wisdom of leaders and this next election. Trump may not have all the answers, but we need to be lifting that man and all the men around him up. We need to be lifting them up. I've always considered Newt to be kind of one of those that's been in there too long, established, but I really liked what he was saying last night. I kind of chuckled. The rumor is Pence is going to be the VP, but I said, my goodness, Newt's talking like a VP the way he was going, and that was the boldest I'd seen him talk out about this horrific terror attacks.
I agree with you. I about fell off the sofa listening to him talk. I said, my God, he's got it right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I just want to tell you that I appreciate you. I enjoy listening to you. I was born in 1944, so I'm 70 now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm watching my country just go down the tubes, and I just don't know why America's asleep at the helm.
Well, I think they're waking up, and I was sharing that with somebody today, somebody that's from Pennsylvania I was talking to this morning, and talking about what's happening. And I said, you know, on the other side of this coin, as horrific as it is, you can't help but gasp at the horror. And I said, I think it's waking some people up. They're going to snap and say, you know what, that could have been my kids.
Right.
That could have happened here. Right. And it could have very easily happened here.
And Bethany, I was thinking about something about Trump, and he's a man's man. In other words, men say things sometimes that don't make sense, and I admit that. But when you sit down and think about it an hour later, gee, maybe he's right.
Absolutely. Well,
because I know my father yelled at me growing up, and I said, oh, God, I don't want to. You know, I couldn't handle it as a youngster. And then as I got older, I said, God, was my father right?
They get wiser as we get older, don't they?
Amen. And
they
I
do.
Just hope our country wakes up, Beth Ann. And about Ginsburg there, I agree with you. I think she should resign after what she said.
I think it's totally inappropriate for a person in her position. She's allowed to have her opinion, but on the political arena, she needs to be quiet.
Yeah, she has a God-given right to her opinion, but she should be void of politics.
Absolutely. They're not supposed to have an agenda.
Right.
They're not supposed to have an agenda. I'm going to have to let you go. I just got told that our lines are lighting up. Will you have stirred the people?
Beth Ann, God bless you.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate that.
All
right. I appreciate that so much. We're going to go to the lines. We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Happy birthday, Sunday, Beth.
Well, thank you. Another year older.
Yes. I'll try and make it quick. A couple of things the American people could do to start straightening this around.
Mm-hmm.
One, you could fill your car up with gas on Saturday or Sunday and call into work for a week and not go out and buy any gas. Just sit home. Turn off the TV. Turn off the major networks as far as TV and radio. And do not spend any money on movies or any of the entertainment industry. The people that control the entertainment industry are as anti-American as the devil is himself. And don't put any money into the savings in the banks. Let the bankers get scared and let them realize when they bring the gas down to under a dollar a gallon again and keep it there, we're stepping in the right direction. And lastly, please don't get mad at me about this, but I understand that you're in a little bit of a jam this month and that the monies have not been coming forward. Well, we're preaching to the choir here, which is a really bad thing in one direction, but Beth needs some help out there, and I call in and I ask you people to help her. You know, I'm going to do what I can for her myself. But let's get her some money in the mail now because she's in a bit of a jam, I understand, for this month. And let's keep Beth up and keeping us informed because as the last caller was there, you've got some of the brightest, most articulate callers of anybody that I've ever listened to calling in. And I think they all mean well. Remember, America was founded under the big three, God first, family second, and country third. And we've got to go back to God and go back to our families. And you would find a lot of satisfaction in that if you would just slow down and forget about buying the newest cell phone or the newest smartphone and go back and spend some time with your families. Because I am one of the people who was one of my children, not in this one, but back a few years ago, my youngest son was killed in something. And it was done by some really, really bad people who are beyond prosecution. He was murdered.
I'll tell you what, it's
miserable stuff. It not only can happen to you, but it very well may happen to you,
I have to cut you off because we're heading into a break, Mike. I apologize for that.
Thank you. God bless. Bye.
877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him. a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's supposed to have been a free-for-all Friday, but we have kind of, I think we've all kind of come in tune with what's going on and in the terrorist attacks and the politics and the arena of America is on the edge of not being a free nation any longer. We can't even pretend. The pretending is going to be finished. I don't believe we're free right now. We pretend we are, but I don't believe we are, but we have lit up the phones. We've got Skits in Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
Okay, well, isn't it strange how we have one terrorist attack here, there, one right after the other, mm-hmm. and they are covered right nicely in sequence by our media, which they planned this out at the Sun Valley Conference, and I've been convinced a long time ago that every one of these things is a planned event to create the crisis, to create the problem that everybody's going to scream at the government to do something about it. Yes, we'll do something about it. We'll take all of your guns. Now, the thing, all right, first of all, you will see your problems financially this month will be solved and then some. Consider it done. Number two is if we're going to pray for something, we pray that more and more and more and more people wake up. Mm-hmm. And I think they are. Alex Jones's listenership has probably doubled in the last 5 years or so, and your listenership will increase. And notice the firearms purchases since.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's a wake up going on. We're going to pray that it continues and it grows exponentially.
Well, I like what you say. We need to pray for the people to wake up. We talk about praying for the leaders, and we should do that. That's biblical. We should do that. But we do need to pray for the people that their hearts will be turned and that the scales will fall from their eyes and they can actually see what's happening.
Well, I put it a little more crudely that they will be cured of their affliction of rectal cranial inversion.
Very well put. Very well put.
Okay. Well, just remember, it's better to be a truther than a liar.
Well, that's absolutely true. It's never wrong to do the right thing, even if, you know, I tell people that when they've given to some of these organizations that they expected that were going to do good with the money and it was mishandled, you never did the wrong thing. I mean, it's never wrong to do the right thing. You have to wake up and be more careful about who you give the money to, but it's never wrong to do the right thing, and I appreciate that. I appreciate what you have to say, Skits.
All right, and remember, flush twice. It's a long way to Washington.
It certainly is. Thank you very much. We have Chet from New York. Chet, how are you today?
Hello, Beth Ann. God bless you, and lovely show again.
Thank you.
I was just going to chime in on Mr. Trump, if I could.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm thinking, because, you know, I like your show because you talk biblically, and, you know, I know a lot of your listeners understand Scripture. Mr. Trump seems like Cyrus when he went into Persia.
Hmm.
And I was thinking this morning, if he picks Pence, you know, if you put their names together, you get Trump Pence, which sounds like trumpets.
Oh, there you go.
Right? If you put the two words together. I was just, because I write a lot of songs and poetry and stuff, so kind of like a wordsmith.
Mm-hmm.
And once the names hit me, it was like, wow, if you put them together, it sounds like trumpets. If you say it fast, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I had, I'm just going to throw this out there. Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group had put out about Pence after, well, the rumor is, we don't know for sure that it's him yet, but the rumor is that it's going to be him as VP. And she was saying we couldn't get any better as far as what he's done in his state with keeping the animal activists out, the radical ones that are trying to put people out of business that have animals. And so I thought that was a good thing.
Oh, good. No, I didn't know that.
Well, I don't know a lot about Pence, but I guess we'll be finding out more and more, won't we?
Right. But I'm just saying, did it sound kind of funny when you put the names together? Not funny, it says, but, you know, trumpets.
Trumpet.
And, you know, the Bible always speaks about, you know, the trump of God and trumpets. And
interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, it is. You know, because the Bible is so deep, you know, if you go layer by layer, you know, God's always saying something to all of us. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And you definitely put out a good word. So, you know, he's talking to you. I can see that. Well, I can hear you. I can't see you. But it's lovely. And thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it, Chet. Thank you so much. What happened yesterday in Paris was horrific. What's happening here in this nation with politics is horrific. It's not just politics. What they want to do is a complete change, and I'm talking about the progressives. I'm talking about the Hillary Clintons. I'm talking about the Harry Reids, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Barack Obamas. What they are trying to do is completely change America, and not for the better, but for a socialist country, a communist country, where big government is in control of everything, including your land, your properties, your children. And what they have done is break down the strength of this nation. And that's why we see these attacks. They have divided this nation, and that's why we see the racial divide and the unrest that we have now. I had a quote here from Booker T. Washington. I think I just buried it. Booker T. Washington lived a long time ago and was such a wise man and had such great insight. So he wrote this a long time ago. He said this. There is a certain class of race problem solvers who don't want the patient to get well. Because as long as the disease holds out, they have not only an easy means of making a living, but also an easy medium through which to make themselves prominent before the public. Booker T. Washington, a very wise, very godly man. that we can all look up to and admire. Hillary Clinton admires Margaret Sanger, who wants to kill children, who wanted to eliminate a certain race of people, an imperfect people. We're in a mess in this nation. We need to pray for Paris. We need to pray for the United States of America. We need to pray that the people will wake up. And we need to pray that the leaders will do the right thing or get out. That God will remove them. And that He will put in place the men and women that will bring America home. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.